All Things Scaly and Great. Written by Primary Buffer Panel and read by Litra. A Mad Max Fury Road fanfic. Rated Gen. Summary. Thank the Great Mother that Warrig has opinions about being told to fly without his own rider. AKA, the dragon's AU you didn't know you needed. Furiosa held back the others, and together they watched the stranger scramble onto Warrig, slapping the neck scales to signal the dragon into motion. Warrig lifted his massive head with a rumble and began to walk, and Furiosa bit back a grimace. Dragons were trained to unquestioning obedience. She had always tried to instill the training as kindly as she could, certainly kinder than any other dragons had had their lessons. She'd hoped the dragon was, well, attached to her, as she was to him. But she supposed you could not expect a creature that had never been given a choice to have loyalty. After 100 meters, she realized Warrig was still walking, showing no signs of spreading his wings or considering flight. Furiosa gestured for the women to grab what they could and run. Wait. She heard the massive dragon's deep, slow voice, and he slowed down to turn his head and see who was on his back. Furiosa smiled inwardly as she ran to catch up. Warrig had looked at her like that hundreds of times.
You are not her.
The stranger was cursing incoherently, frantically slapping at the neck scales and hissing,
Go! Just go! Not without her,
Warrig said, slow and decisive. Furiosa grabbed the prosthetic from where it hung on Warrig's belly harness and put it on. The stranger was pointing his gun at her, and she waited for him to think about his options. Warrig, with a dragon's disinterest in the intrapersonal interactions of humans, extended his giant clawed hand to her to step onto, so he could lift her onto his back. Keeping her eyes on the stranger, she did, letting the dragon show that she was in command. As soon as she had stepped onto Warrig's back, the hand went back down to lift the 5 wives up too. The stranger gave a displeased snarl, twitchy and restless, as the women settled in the seat that was rigged for the purpose in front of the great dragon's first backspine. Do you want to fight about it more, or do you want to fly? Furiosa said, pointedly looking in the direction of their pursuit.
Fly, he grunted.
We're good to go here, Warrig, Furiosa said to the dragon, kneeling into a rider's position and petting the neck scales fondly. As the great dragon began to lumber forward, his massive wings spreading in preparation for flight, she decided she really had to ask if the dragon might not prefer another name. Just like them, he was no longer a thing. Furiosa hooked her long tether onto her heavy belt, securing herself without restricting her motion too much. Should the stranger... Well, she really had no idea what he might do, and she suspected he didn't either. The wives had already hooked in. The stranger, still watching them all with wary, restless eyes, still had his gun pointed at her head. She wondered if he'd ever flown on a dragon as big as Warrig, had ever felt that first great wing beat jar his bones. She could leave him to it, and the chances were very good he'd get wiped clean off the dragon's back by the force of it. But now the adrenaline rush of the flight and the anger of seeing her dragon walk away from her had worn off. She realized what she'd had no time to register before. The stranger looked terrified. He'd been used as a blood bag to the war boy he'd left behind. She'd seen him strapped to the belly rigging of one of the pursuer dragons. His manners were still of one feral. So frantic to get away that he was almost beyond reason. He wanted to get away from Joe as much as they all did, and now they were no longer in direct competition for the means to do so. She thought she could use him, maybe even make something of an ally out of him. She rummaged in one of the heavy leather bags attached to her rider's seat and tossed him a spare tether. He caught it reflexively, giving her a suspicious glare. She lifted her brows and gave a pointed look to her own tether, and he needed to hurry the hell up because Warrig's great wings came up and... The stranger grunted as the sudden forward-upward force bowled him over, the tether he had hooked on not a second before catching him painfully around the ribs. Furiosa had her mechanical hand clapped tightly around the harness and leaned her body into the wind, for the space of a few seconds simply enjoying the power beneath her, the immense strength of Warrig's body, the feeling of rising, rising, rising. They were going to the green place. The end.